Hey guys, welcome to Hashtag Behind Relationship Goals. I'm Bones and this is Fofo.
Hey guys, what is up? A new episode after a very, very long time, pero baka sanay na kayo dyan. So let's just get to it.
Okay, so in the last episode, we talked about quiet quitting.
And was that just the last episode?
Yeah, pero medyo matagal na yung last episode.
Yeah, it feels like forever.
So, I thought it would be nice to kind of intertwine the episode that we had today and really focus on career. I feel like along with us, we do have a lot of people that listen to the podcast that, you know, just getting out of college, that are just starting their careers. But then you also have those naka-age natin, mga millennials, who are
oldies.
Oldies.
Seniors.
Who are at a crossroad and they're thinking, I don't know if this is the career that I want to be on, or they're thinking about, should I make a career move? So ito yung pag-uusapan natin today.
Making a career move.
Making a career move.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty interesting because when I think about showbiz, ano ba yung mga quote-unquote career moves na pwede mo gawin? I mean, syempre there's the obvious, di ba? Like change network, that's a career move for some people. Doing something different, getting a different role, that's also a career move. Or doing something out of parang the norm that people usually expect you to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, ano ba yung mga nakikita mong career move in our industry?
In our industry? Well, I mean, many career moves. Like you said, I think the network change used to be a thing, but since there are less networks now, then you can't really do that anymore.
Yeah. And a lot of networks are merging now kasi and working together.
But you know what? I think career moves are also going from like a singer to also an actor.
Yes.
Diba? Julianne San Jose is a perfect example. She was used to be just a singer.
Yeah.
And now, you know, she did amazing in Maria Clara.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those who also jump from like, let's say from action to comedy, I think those who jump genres, I would consider that a career move.
Yeah.
Or those who go from acting and say, I want to be a host.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Ann Curtis, who we know as like, she's like the country's sweetheart, diba? Biglang nagpa-concert siya. Biglang may concert siya and kumakanta siya. And I think that's a really huge career move for her also.
Yeah. So off the top of my head, colleagues of us who have had career moves in showbiz, I think Alden is also a really good example.
Mm-hmm.
He went from just an actor and he's a businessman. And he got into a career that
Esports.
He enjoys.
Yeah.
He likes games. We know that. We used to play games. Diba? Ragnarok, kasama ni Alden. So he got into esports and gaming. So Alden is one example of a person whom I know who also shifted careers while also maintaining the original one. Nagdagdag sila ng career, kumbaga.
Yeah. For other people, what they might consider as a big career change might completely involve different industries. Like, for example, Alden, who is in showbiz, but he's also doing gaming and esports. But for other people, they might have been in an industry like, let's say, they were an office worker for 10 years maybe, and then all of a sudden, I want to put up my own business. They have these big career moves in mind that they want. And some of it might result from the quiet quitting na ginagawa nila. Pero may flip side, Fofo.
Mm.
Kung may quiet quitting, may rage applying.
Which I've never heard before. So prior to this podcast, we looked at the research and apparently there's something called rage applying.
So ito yung bago ka mag-quit sa trabaho mo, nag-rage apply ka para makita mo saan ba ako tatanggapin kasi ayoko na dito sa trabaho ko.
Put it down in the comment section kung kasama ka dun sa mga taong nag-rage apply.
I don't know if it's considered as rage applying, but I do remember that when you got out of college, yung pinag-uusapan yung magkakaibigan is that, yeah, every day I sent out like 20 CVs to like all these different companies just hoping somebody would accept me.
Okay, so I never really went through that because I kind of got into
show
the
business.
Modeling and fashion world after I graduated.
Yeah.
So I didn't really experience that. I am curious though, what is quote-unquote a lot of CVs sent out in a day? I want to know. Please put it in the comment section. I'm so curious. Like, is 5 a lot? Is 20 a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Or are konti pa ba yun? Baka 100 pwede. Kasi pwede ka na mag-spam sa email, di ba?
And I'm curious, like, kasi ako din, hindi ko naman napagdaanan yung ganun klaseng pag-a-apply sa trabaho. So I don't know the process technically. Do you usually apply to a company na alam mong dun ka lang magaling or yung skill set mo.
Oh, no, no, no. I would apply everywhere. At least in my mind.
Okay, if you were a fresh grad, that's what you would do. Everywhere. Would everywhere. Kahit hindi ka sigurado dun sa industry, basta go lang ng go.
Yeah.
So you are technically a rage applier.
I would be. I think I would. If I were fresh out of college, I might be a rage applier.
So si Popo yung rage applier, si Bones yung quiet quitter pala.
Yeah.
So now that we've had that, we've actually had our fair share of career changes. And parang getting up to that point na napag-isipan natin na...
Si Bonizi!
Ang daming career
actress
changes.
To host, to actress. From GMA to ABS-CBN to GMA. Yeah, from actress to queen to actress to content creator to podcaster.
Ang dami.
Okay, so Bonizi, I mean, out of all these things, which one was the biggest career change? And tell us about that.
I think there were two big career changes. So I started my career with GMA, with Starstruck, and I was there for a good 2 years. And then after that, I mentioned this in a previous podcast, that I actually just wanted to go to school because I didn't know what my career was going to be. And when I picked up Lauren one time from workshop in EBS, bilang sinabi sa akin, gusto mo ba subukan yung show namin dito? Eh, tapos na yung contract ko noon time na yun eh. And I was like,
Wait, who asked you, Lauren?
Mr. M.
Ah, okay.
Mr. M. And...
Oh, so Lauren was doing workshops in ABS-CBN.
Yes, she was being launched as a kid actress.
And you were in GMA.
But I was done now with my contract. So parang mag-aaral na lang dapat ako.
I did not know this story.
Yeah, I was just gonna study. And they said, gusto mo mag-guest sa show namin kung wala ka ng contract? Sabi ko, sige, why not, di ba? I mean, nandun naman yung opportunity. Why not gawin ko ito? And I'm not burning bridges.
How come I've only heard of this story now?
Yeah, I wasn't burning any bridges kasi tapos na lahat ng contracts ko. And I decided, why not take up this opportunity if it's being presented to me? But it was really scary, ha? Kasi I was one of the first na nag-transfer from Starstruck.
One of the first or the first?
No, one of the first.
Na okay, so someone was ahead
na
of you.
Starstruck talent.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty, parang, I wouldn't know if it was a big thing, but it was a pretty interesting scenario for them.
Na-intriga ka ba? Na-abante ka ba dun? Or ano?
Siguro. Megan Young, lumipat.
So, kung nangyari yun, mapa-fashion police ka during this time?
Siguro, hindi ko alam. So yeah, for me, that first career move was based on opportunity. Number one that I made sure of was I didn't burn any bridges. I made sure na ang exit ko sa GMA nung time na yon was clear, was okay, and I was still in good terms with everyone that I worked with. Because my main purpose nga was to study.
Okay.
So ikaw naman, what was the first ever career move that you have? But starting off, Fofo, you studied business, and then all of a sudden, nag-artista ka. I think that's a career move in itself.
I was gonna say, my biggest career move was graduating. Because when I graduated, I shifted from being a student to a working person.
Yeah.
And even without the title of like, maybe let's say actor, or let's say maybe model during that time, just going from student to graduated person, or graduated student, that was a big career move. I had no choice. I had to graduate, diba? If not, they were just going to kick me out of the school. But I think that in itself was one of my bigger career moves somewhat. And I guess, of course, a transition into a creative industry like showbiz and the world of fashion and modeling. That was big for me. But they know this story.
Yeah.
I've actually told this story many, many times. But now that I think about it, Ikaw yung parang ano eh, ikaw yung serial career mover dito sa relationship
hindi
na to.
Hindi mapakali
so,
si Bones.
So ikaw yung veterana dito. So ikaw yung dapat magkwento.
Wait,
so you talk.
Let's break it down.
Go.
So I started Starstruck GMA. Yeah. After 2 years, I moved to ABS-CBN. And I did a lot of hosting, I did some acting. 7 years din ako dun. After that, I did a Miss World and I was gone for 2 years during that time. And since 2015, I have been with GMA.
And then?
Now?
And then, during the pandemic, you became a game streamer.
And I became a content creator during the pandemic.
And then now, you're trying to be an entrepreneur.
Yes. starting our own business.
Okay, so ikaw yung serial career mover dito. Ako nga yung loyal eh. Ako yung loyal. See, ako yung loyal.
Because you have been with GMA since you started your career.
Ever since, 13 years. What's up?
Okay, so let's start first with the serial, ano.
The serial career mover. Why? And how is it? How has it been going?
You know, one of the reasons why I was jumping from place to place is because maybe because I saw greener pastures during a specific moment, or maybe I saw an opportunity that I knew I could not pass up on. One example would be Miss World, which was a very, very big risk for me. But I had it in my head and in my heart that it was something that I just had to do. And I knew that I wanted to do it from the bottom of my soul. But again, I did not burn bridges. I said, nah, this is a career move that I want to make. And I hope that you support me. Sinabi ko kina Mr. M nung time na yon. And a lot of people wanted me to join, but then a lot also said na, you kind of don't need this career move. So parang there were like two people talking at the back of my head. Kailangan mo ba to o hindi talaga? But I chose to go forth with it because I knew it was a risk worth taking.
Okay, so it seems like in your career moves, there's one general theme that you're sharing with everyone, and even with me, is that when you make a career move, you should never burn bridges. I guess that's lesson number one from Madam Bones. The question is, did you ever inadvertently burn a bridge? Kasi syempre, it's a lesson, but lessons are learned from usually failures. So I'm assuming there's a bridge burned somewhere there.
I know na...
Where are the ashes? Show me.
So I know na nagpaalam ako ng maayos, number one. I told them my intentions, number two, which was to have this career change. And I was very transparent about these things. But of course, you can't take away na kahit na maayos yung pakikipag-usap mo sa ibang tao, I know that somewhere in these career changes that I've had, I've hurt feelings or may na-disappoint because I decided not to push through with the career path that they had in mind for me. So I'm sure like one way or another, parang somebody might have gotten upset. I don't know who exactly, but you know, I'm confident in the decisions that I made, and I'm confident that I did this for my own well-being, and I did take into consideration other people's feelings. Pero syempre, di mo naman maiwasan yung totoong nararamdaman nila, di ba? Parang, is that something that they also agreed with at that time?
So given that, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about career moves and career changes.
Yeah.
What do you say to that? What should they consider based on your experience when making a career move, aside from not burning bridges? Because second part of that question is, were there greener pastures on the other side? Or was it a barren wasteland?
I would have to say that in my career decisions, I was very fortunate with the decisions that I made. But there was a lot of hard work and a lot of questioning on my part na parang, is this something that I really want to do and really want to continue with? So there was a lot of doubt, and you know this because I also had a lot of self-doubt with myself. So I think it was more from my end na parang, kaya ko ba talaga to? Parang, hindi ako sigurado sa sarili ko. So hindi ako kasing confident sa sarili ko ng mga times na yon.
I know.
Yes, because you were there during these processes. Alam mo na kung ano yung
she was
naramdaman.
A black hole of doubt. What? Sucking all the doubt out of the universe and taking it for herself.
Oh, so I have to ask you, parang as my partner, and you were with me through these career changes and career moves, and I would talk to you about it. How did you feel that I was going from one place to another, knowing that ikaw, sobrang nandun ka sa GMA, you didn't really make...
Steady as a rock.
Yeah, steady as a rock. Like, how did you feel that I was, like, jumping from one thing to another and, like, doing so many things?
I was super excited for you. Extremely excited. Like, insanely excited for Bonizi. Simply because, you know this, one of my philosophies in life is growth and adventure. And they kind of go hand in hand. They're a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once you adventure out and try to look past who you think you are, then you will find growth. Whether that is good or bad growth doesn't super matter, but you will find out more about yourself. and in turn you will grow. And then it's up to you na if you want to turn that growth and that experience into something good, because mm-hmm. it could be something bad. You could have failed.
Yes.
I mean, remember, big time. Right? I mean, remember you weren't able to join Miss Universe at first.
Yes.
So there were setbacks and obstacles, but that eventually parlayed into Miss World.
Mm-hmm.
So you used, you know, setbacks, failures, and obstacles in that experience of yours into something good that you eventually grew into and made yourself better. So I was always very excited for you, because if you failed or something bad happened, I was going to be there to support you and say, hey, cool ka lang, chill ka lang, you'll be fine. Keep on going. So I was excited. I was just excited to see that story unfold for you. And in my life and my experiences, I felt the same way. So I mm-hmm. felt the same way in terms of jumping into new things, jumping into hosting, jumping into comedy, etc., etc. All these experiences were very new for me, mm-hmm. but I was ultimately excited. Of course, you're nervous. It's something new, something you don't know, something you're not good at. I'm not good at. You just try and try until you succeed.
Let's go into Fofo naman, because you have been with GMA ever since you started, you know, since 2011, right?
Yeah.
2010 is when you first started doing your auditions. But even though you have been with GMA for such a long period of time, I mean, you've done so many different kinds of roles. I mean, one, the first role that he ever played was a vampire.
No, it wasn't the was the vampire.
Vampirella.
Yeah, but Marian was the vampire.
Oh, really?
I was like the vampire-y, the victim.
Of the vampire. You were the victim pala. So, backtrack. The first role that you ever played na very interesting was you were in an epic show called Amaya.
Yeah.
And you were like a warrior. And then you played...
I wore a bahag.
You wore a bahag. You also played a closeted gay guy in one of your shows.
Small Family.
Small Family. You played a semi-villain with Ding Dong and... Was it Marian?
Oh, was this My Beloved?
My Beloved.
Oh my God, yeah.
I guess that Marian? So.
That was Marian. That was Marian.
What else did you play? Love many of my
roles.
Life.
Okay, yeah, many
so,
roles.
So, iba-iba talaga yung mga roles na nagampanan mo. You even, my favorite was yours with Ate Reg.
Ay, poor senorita.
Si Paeng.
I was a janitor.
Yeah, so you played different roles. And I can't exactly say na parang there was a certain genre that you did, because you did so much. You even did Bubble Gang na super comedy. So how was that for you, jumping from genre to genre? And you didn't exactly have like one specific, you were just doing things as they came to you.
You know what, Bonizi, now that you say all of that, I don't think I've had many career changes, because my career has been a career of change.
I like that.
It's basically what it is, because for me, I was thrown into this industry which I had no idea what was happening, mm-hmm. but I was very amused and amazed and entertained by everything mm-hmm. happening, that I wanted to try everything out. So drama, hosting, comedy, vlogging, reels, TikTok, dancing, reality shows, Running Man PH. So I wanted to try it all, kasi yun nga, at the end of the day, my philosophy was, I need to keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I keep growing, I think something good will come out of it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily right away, but I think if you stick to it, parang you'll come out a better person. So I think people, when they say good, it's always success or more money or more fame or something. I don't equate it that way. Sometimes it's a good memory.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a new skill that you acquired that's completely useless
in
the real world, but it's still a new skill that I could be proud of.
Yes.
So I think when you say that there's growth that comes out of it or goodness that comes out of it, you have to also temper your expectations, because more often than not, people will always think about the financial aspect of growth or mm-hmm. parang fame that comes with it, or the accolades and achievements. But there are many ways to define what growth is. So for me, each change was really important, and I think I had grown from it in many different ways. So my career of change is what it is, and I don't plan on changing that anytime soon. I think I'm gonna keep on changing. Even now, we're trying something new.
Okay, so I have a major controversial question. Was there ever a point that you thought of making like a huge career change in terms of like doing something completely different?
Or jumping to another network?
Yung mga ganun.
Of course. Because I'm so open to change, I always make it a point to entertain. I think just entertaining change, mag-grow ka na dun eh.
Okay.
I think I think just thinking
about the possibilities.
Yeah, not just thinking about entertaining it. Like talking to your friends and the people concerned, like management, people close to you. I talked to you about it, I'm pretty sure. So every time that my contract ends with GMA, I have that conversation. Hey, what should we do? Of course, one option should be resign with GMA, but I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't explore what's on the other side if I don't sign with GMA. That's important. And I think
but you have to explore the thought talaga.
Oo naman. Kasi parang, di ba, you're shortchanging yourself. What if parang sobrang dami na palang offer, kailangan mo lang tumingin. Di ba? Eh para sa akin, wala namang offer. So bumalik na lang ako sa GMA.
I was gonna say, why did you stay with GMA?
Eh wala naman yung offer. Or kung may offer naman, mas maganda yung offer pa rin ng GMA.
But I do think parang one of the reasons why you did stay with GMA is because you had such a great relationship since you started.
Jokes aside, I actually love GMA. And even if there was a contending offer from any network or any other entity, let's say parang they said, oh, Mick, we'll get you as a full-time host of this ek company. The thing is, with GMA, there was a lot more security. So there were a lot of things going for GMA talaga. I like the environment. I like the people. I like the way they worked. I like what they were doing with me and for me. So para sa akin, it would have to be an amazing, crazy offer for some entity to lure me away from GMA. That much I can say. Mm-hmm. But I think just to hit the nail on the head, it's really important for me. It was really important for me to entertain. Because it also helped me appreciate what GMA offered. That if I didn't check out what was out there, I probably would have not appreciated as much what I had with GMA and what I had at that moment whenever the time would come that I would have to negotiate and explore.
I'm curious because when, just backtracking a little bit to you after college, you wanted to take this finance exam.
CFA. Certified Financial Analyst exam.
So you wanted to take that alongside your friend, Mando, and he went through with it. But you wanted to study for it, and you were planning on studying for it.
Yeah.
While you were starting your showbiz career. But eventually, parang 2 years down the line, you told me, bigla, I'm not going to take this. And why did you decide not to push through with this?
Oh, I learned there was more money to make in showbiz. And okay, so that aside... That aside, I mean, showbiz, that's actually a whole podcast episode.
Yeah.
Like, how you see your financial growth in different careers, because they're all different.
Of course.
But that story aside, let's discuss that on another episode. I realized that the time I had spent already, even just like the first 6 months to 12 months in showbiz, ang laking bagay na nun. I had invested so much of myself and energy, and I saw a path na I think I can become a competent talent in this industry and actually provide something serviceable
of value to
the network or to any production or any team. So when I saw that and parang I had that belief already, para sa akin, tinuloy-tuloy ko na. Sabi ko, if I switch, back to square one na naman ako dito sa isang industry, yung financial industry. Because I was like, diba, I stopped. I never even started there.
Yeah.
Like taking that CFA test was gonna be like step one for me. So that was another thing. Kasi time in an industry matters. Experience matters. So for me, that was very valuable. So that's why I decided, no, I'll just stick to this because even though I was having a difficult time, I could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
So you said that the time that you spend in the industry matters, but you hear a lot of stories about, you know, very famous people starting their careers at 40 years old, 60 years old, 50 years old, and they become super successful in these chosen paths. You have like the KFC guy or like directors that start such later on in their lives, but they become so successful. Do you still think that that applies to, you know, changing your career path? Like, what if it's meant for you? Na kahit wala ka pang experience, but ito talaga yung gusto kong gawin, yung gigil mo nandoon.
I like that question. So I guess it's time to move away from my personal experience. Because my personal experience is not what you mentioned.
Yeah.
Diba? I was the opposite of that. But I think it just goes to show na parang there are many different ways to skin a cat. Right?
Don't skin a cat. But okay. Yeah, I get your annoyance.
There are many different ways to skin a stuffed toy cat. From my experience, it just wasn't that. Jumping industries wasn't a thing for me. That's not what eventually worked out for me. But for others, it works out beautifully. Like, you go, you see someone who goes from, like, businessman, biglang naging artista, biglang sobrang sikat na artista. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's amazing.
Or, I know a lot of people who are in the medical field that are now having artistic careers. Na
for or medical, naging content creator sila.
Yeah, or like, one of my makeup artists is a registered nurse. Pero makeup artist siya ngayon at sobrang galing niya.
Yeah, so I think the point that I would like to drive home is that everybody has different situations and you shouldn't lose hope just because you see one situation being successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you take a step back and talk to many different people, then there are so many different ways of going about whatever decision you're about to make.
Yeah.
So for those, in the context of those who are thinking of quiet quitting or thinking of rage applying or whatever, I think that there is a path to success and growth,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what you choose. It's just nice to be able to talk to other people para naman ma-inspire ka at ma-motivate ka. But at the end of the day, I think the crux of being finding success or happiness still falls on you. It's just nice to know that there are people around who were successful given the choice that you might eventually choose.
Now that I think about it, parang I'd want to talk to the people that I know and I'm friends with. Why did they decide to make such drastic career changes?
Which brings me to the question I wanted to ask you, because you actually made bigger career changes than me. Like, it was a bigger jump from like actress to beauty queen,
mm-hmm.
from ABS to GMA to ABS to GMA. I don't know how many times you moved. From your experience, what helped you decide? So what did you consider during those changes that eventually made you decide, okay, I'm going to jump ship? And maybe that's a consideration that the viewers can think about when they think about their own possible career change.
For each time, there was always a different reason. One reason for one career change would have been, I know that if I switch, that I'll be able to focus on one talent that I want to grow, which would have been hosting at that time. And I knew that at that moment, this is the certain thing that I wanted to focus on, hosting, presenting, because it was something that I knew that I enjoyed. And another reason might have been financial. So maybe at a certain point in my life, I was like, okay, I need to start saving more money. And maybe if I make a big career change like this, then I'll be able to put aside more money for my future. And then a third reason for making another career change would have been, I feel parang stagnant. I feel stagnant in what I'm doing and then I didn't feel purpose in the work that I was doing and giving. So I felt that if I joined Miss World, that I would have a different atmosphere, a different group of people surrounded me, and I would be able to learn more from them to be able to apply to my job when I get back. So all these things and all the skills that I was able to do per career change have made me evolve into this final form Pokemon that I can finally present and be able to be my own boss. Which
final
is what,
form ka na?
Syempre hindi pa, parang okay. Almost final form. Pero may add-ons pa yan, may mga buy pa the extra pack. But aside from that, I feel like if I didn't go through those career changes, na I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't be parang the girl boss that I am today without having to experience these things. And now, I want to be in charge of our own business, diba? I want to be able to be a leader in that aspect, because before I was always a follower and now I want to lead.
Yeah, and that's a perfect segue, because as we head towards the end of this episode, I want to talk about something more present, which is another career change that we're kind of going through right now. The pandemic, as most of you know, led us to content creation and really going hard on content creation. YouTube, streaming, you have your Reels and TikTok, and now Bones and I want to be able to expand that and we want to create more shows. We have so many ideas. We want to do food shows, travel shows, talk shows, gag shows even. So ang dami namin gustong subukan pero hindi na namin kayang gawin on our own. We need a team. We need to start growing a team, growing maybe a company, maybe a production house. And that's what we're exploring at the moment, and that's why Bonizi is saying, girl boss, okay, sige, ikaw na. But anyway.
Pero pinupush mo rin naman ako to be a girl boss.
Oh, gusto ko siya maging girl boss, sa totoo lang.
Kasi you're the one that.
Kasi ayoko na maging boss.
He's such a natural born leader. Ayaw niya i-accept yun, but he's such a natural born leader. And then, ngayon naman, let's switch roles naman. Siya naman magfa-follow, ako naman yung magle-lead.
Ako magfa-follow, matutulog lang ako, bahala ka.
Relax, yarn.
Oh, naman. Oh, anyways, yeah. So, but that is the point. So, we're going through another career change now. Lalo na tayo.
Tayong dalawa.
As a couple, and we're excited. And hopefully, there's something that you guys picked up from the stories that we shared.
Yeah, and also try to ponder on then, parang when you want to make this career changes, what are the pros and cons that you need to go through? Because at the end of the day, Fofo, people are always wondering, yeah, I hear your stories, but like, what can I learn from it? So what are the things that they can pick up from us, or like, right, quote unquote, advice when they have thoughts na, should I make a career change? And we're wrapping up this podcast episode. Fofo, what are the tips that we can give to people if they're thinking about making a career change?
You can go first. I'm thinking about one tip that would be very, very useful.
My one tip is, it's pretty simple enough, but of course, it's hard to process this later on, because my tip would be to write down the pros and cons of moving a career or changing your career and staying with your current path. I think there's always like, you have to weigh out and see it in paper or like on a laptop without just like thinking back and forth. Para pwede mong balik-balikan na ito yung pros and cons ng shift na gagawin ko, if ever. And of course, talking to people that you trust and love, people that might have made big career changes in their life also, is something that we do as a couple and as individuals as well. So if there's anything big that we want to get ourselves into, we always, always, always write down the pros and cons.
Hey, I support your answer. That's exactly what I was thinking. Just in a different word. I was
girl boss!
Say, I was going to say balance. Okay, so we've been sharing a lot of our stories, but I realize now that I think about, you know, sharing something else or sharing a piece of advice maybe. I think balance is going to be key when tackling a decision like this, because if you look at one side, it could be a passionate career change,
but what if
pero walang pera and then ano mangyayari sa iyo, paano kung may pamilya ko, or you wanna grow a family or get married, wala ring mangyayari dyan, you're probably gonna end up really, really sad. So it can't be all passion. But the other side is all financial, pero sobrang depressed mo naman. Mental health mo babagsak. So you need to find that happy medium, and it's not easy. I think some people are like, "Nee, sobrang dali lang yan." Part passion, part financial gain or growth. Pero hindi yan madali. For some who are lucky, yes, maybe it comes very easily, but not for everyone. Yeah. So that's what I would say. Just try to keep things in check and look at both sides before jumping into the deep water.
And there you go. That's our podcast episode talking about career change or moving your careers. And hopefully we'll have another podcast out soon.
And with that, if you have any comments, feedback, or stories that you want to share, just comment below. But thank you so much for joining us. I'm Fofo.
And I'm Bones. If you want to apply to our team, just email us at behindrelationshipgoals@gmail.com.
And once again, this is Behind Relationship Goals. Bye, guys.
Bye.